Your conference is being recorded.
Okay, it's 1 o'clock, and I'm going to call this meeting to order. You want to do a roll call first, Julie?
Certainly. So I can confirm for the members on the phone, those who are in attendance today, Councillor McPhail, Councillor Mark, and Councillor Ketchabaugh. I'm joined in the council chambers with Jeff Smith, Community Emergency Management Coordinator and Prior Training Officer, Brian Lima, Director of Engineering Services, County Solicitor, Deputy County Solicitor and Prosecutor, and confirmation from Councillor Purcell that you are present.
Present.
Councillor Martin.
Present.
Councillor Jones.
Present.
Councillor French?
Present.
Councillor Jaguar?
Present.
And Warden Manel?
Here. Okay, we're going to, this is new territory for everybody, so we ask for your patience. Just procedurally, mover and seconder, we need to have their name when you make a motion, and a seconder when they follow it. All votes will be recorded. If you have a question, state your name, then followed by your question. And when your phone is not in use, put a mute on it, and that will stop the background noise. So the next order of business is disclosure of pecuniary interest and general nature thereof. Hearing none, a motion to move into the committee of the whole.
Moved by Bob Purcell.
Moved by Purcell. Seconder?
Grant Jones.
By Jones. All in favor? You need to have this recorded, Julie?
We do. Every vote is recorded.
Okay. On a recorded vote?
So I'm happy to run through that, Mr. Warden. Starting with...
Go ahead.
Wes Delgan. Deputy. Yeah. Thank you. Denton Gunrich.
Yes.
Central Elgin, Sally Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Mark.
Yes.
South Hole, Grant Jones.
Yes.
Elmer, Councillor French.
Yes.
Malahide, Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Bam, Councillor Ketchbaugh.
Yes.
Malahide, Warden Manel.
Yes.
Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So the next order of business is staff report. Julie, I'm assuming you're going to do this.
Thank you, Mr. Warden. Through you to members of council, on March 19th, 2020, the Ontario government took unprecedented action to respond to COVID-19 by convening an emergency sitting of the legislature and passing two pieces of legislation which will protect the jobs of employees who self-isolate or quarantine, and help keep store shelves stocked, and give municipal councils the flexibility to continue operations while maintaining social distance. The Government of Ontario's response to COVID-19 through Bill 187 will help communities across the province respond to this crisis by allowing councils to conduct meetings remotely. These changes empower municipalities to respond quickly and function when in-person meetings cannot be held and council's decisions need to be made. The recommendations before you are that council of the County of Elgin receives the report from the Chief Administrative Officer and Clerk dated March 22, 2020, titled Bylaw 2013 to amend Procedural Bylaw 1941, Electronic Participation, as presented, and further, that the Council of the County of Elgin considers approving the amended procedural bylaw.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Questions for Julie? Seeing none, or hearing none, there's been a recommendation by staff. Do we have a mover and seconder for the recommendation?
Tally Martin, I would move it.
Moved by Martin, seconder?
Mary French, I'll second it.
Seconded by French. All those in favor, we need a recorded vote again.
Starting with Deputy Martin McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchaba?
Yes.
And Warden Mennel?
Yes.
Carried.
Julie, do you need another motion to adopt the committee of the whole?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no other questions for Julie, we also need a motion to adopt the recommendations from the committee of the whole. Mover and seconder, please.
Tom Marks will move.
Seconder?
Ed Ketchaba will second.
Ketchaba, all those in favor, once again, recorded vote.
Deputy Warden McHale?
Yes.
Councillor Purcell?
Yes.
Councillor Martin?
Yes.
Councillor Marks?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor French?
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar?
Yes.
Councillor Ketchaba?
Yes.
And Warden Mennel?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay. Consider bylaws. Do we need anything, Julie?
Just for me to run through the bylaws one by one. Starting with
bylaws.
I'm
sorry, I didn't catch you.
We'll run through each bylaw with recorded
okay.
Votes.
Just for your information, it's Sally. We're having a hard time hearing those of you who are in chambers. The people on cell phones or on phones are coming through clearly, but it's not always, at least I'm finding it difficult to hear some of you who are present.
Thank you for that feedback, Sally. We'll encourage those members who are in council chambers to use their microphones when speaking.
And Julie, I have difficulty hearing you.
I agree.
I will concur.
Just testing that this is better for members on the phone.
It's like an echo.
Maybe no microphone is better?
Yes, that is better.
Yes.
Okay. So be it a first, second, and third read of Bylaw 2013, amendment to the procedural bylaw.
Mover and seconder for that?
Move Purcell.
I'll move.
Purcell, seconder?
I'll second. Grant Jones.
Jones? All those in favor, once again? Julie?
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchaba.
Yes.
And Warden Mennel.
Yes.
Carried.
Okay. The only thing left, we have an adjournment, which we will follow by meeting number two. So mover and seconder for the adjournment.
Sorry to interject, Mr. Warden. I have one more bylaw.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Julie.
We had a first, second, and third read of Bylaw 2014, being a bylaw to confirm proceedings of the Municipal Council of the Corporation of the County of Elgin at the March 24th, 2020 Special Meeting Number 1.
Mover and seconder for that, please.
Dolly Martin, move.
Jiguer.
Moved by Martin, seconder.
Dominique Jiguer.
By Jiguer. All those in favor, once again.
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jiguer.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabah.
Yes.
Warden Minnell.
Yes.
Terry.
Anything else before adjournment, Julie?
Nope, just adjournment.
Okay.
Tom Marks will move.
Move by Marks, seconder.
Purcell.
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Purcell.
Oh, Purcell. All those in favor?
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jiguer.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabah.
Yes.
And Warden Minnell.
Yes.
Terry.
Okay, we're going to immediately move into special council meeting number 2, and I will call this meeting to order. Just some opening remarks from myself when this week has been very taxing on everybody, but I'd like to welcome everyone to Elgin County, first ever council meeting conducted by teleconference. This meeting was called today to ensure that we're able to continue to make decisions and act quickly if needed during the COVID-19 pandemic. I'd like to thank my fellow councillors for the great work they've done in their own communities and for the support they've shown to the county. Everyone is likely aware by now the Government of Ontario has declared a state of emergency on March 17, 2020. Last week and over the weekend, all municipalities in Elgin, as well as the City of St. Thomas, declared a local state of emergency. This action is evidence that we are taking this pandemic very seriously, and we strongly urge all Elgin County residents to do the same. We fully support action by the provincial government as well as our local and provincial public health authorities to the COVID-19 pandemic. Further direction was received yesterday from the Premier's office that we are beginning to consider its impact on our operations across the county and our community as a whole. As Warden of Elgin County, I want to assure residents and businesses of Elgin County that we are committed to responding cooperatively, responsibly, and with the full strength of resources of this community and health crisis. At present, most municipal councils' service continue to operate, often in a different format. Residents are encouraged to visit our website or to call the county administration for more information. Senior staff and emergency management coordinators have been working proactively for weeks and are making informed and important decisions required to protect our citizens and workers. Our decisions and our actions are informed by emergency and business continuity plans, and we are finding ways to work together with our municipal and regional partners in these unprecedented times. I would like to commend our partners in Southwestern Public Health, our health providers, provincial authorities, who are leading in the pandemic response. Southwestern Public Health has been providing regular updates to the warden, mayors, CAOs, and emergency management coordinators across Elgin and Oxford and St. Thomas. I would also like to thank our local media partners who are providing a much valued and critical service in sharing our regular updates. Elgin County Council is committed to continue to monitor the situation and all our options for our staff and community. Rest assured, your council will act responsibly, adhere to social distancing guidelines, and continue to support our staff and the community. On behalf of Elgin County, I wish to remind our residents that we are committed to working hard on your behalf. We are here to support you. If we all work together, we can reduce the spread of this infection. I ask that our CAO, Julie Gagneau, provide Council with a brief update regarding COVID-19. Before we do that, before we get into our meeting, we have lost a valuable colleague in the City of St. Thomas Council. Linda Stevens had a long history of involvement in Elgin, and I request that we have a moment of silence to honor her memory. Just a moment of silence, please. Thank you all. Julie, do you want to give your update on the report of the COVID-19?
Certainly. Thank you, Mr. Warden. Through you, members of County Council, as the COVID-19 situation continues to develop, Elgin County staff are committed to doing our part to support the directives of Council, public health experts, and the Government of Ontario in helping to slow the spread of the virus in our community. We have adapted as many services as possible to encourage service delivery online or over the phone. We are leaning into providing continuity of municipal functions, in particular our essential services, while maintaining a safe environment for our staff and members of the public. On a daily basis, we have implemented a number of new processes, and staff have fully embraced these changes. Everyone on your team has done a remarkable job adapting to this evolving situation. Staff across the organization are working together to support our essential service area. Your leadership team has been working around the clock to ensure staff and the public are informed, work environments are safe, and guidelines are prepared to ensure continuity of operations. As time goes on, we expect that ongoing adjustments to the way that we offer our services will be required. While we have some concerns right now, and in particular, staffing our long-term care homes and the availability of personal protective equipment and supplies, we remain calm. Without question, I am thankful for our absolutely incredible team who has been shifting duties and learning new tools in order to address the challenges we are facing during these unprecedented times. We are sharing the workload, and we are very grateful to County Council for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Next order of business is disclosure of pecuniary interest and general nature thereof.
Sorry, Mr. Warden, we missed adoption of minutes.
Oh, well, I was going to do that after disclosure of pecuniary interest. I think that's appropriate.
Out of order.
So, hearing none of pecuniary interest, the minutes from March the 10th, was there any errors or omissions? Hearing none, could I have a mover and seconder for the minutes for March 10th?
Moved by Jones.
Jones, seconder?
Ketchabah.
Seconded by Ketchabah. All those in favor?
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Mark.
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor French?
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar?
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabah?
Yes.
Warden Minnell?
Yes.
Carried.
Next, we need a motion to move into the Committee of the Whole. Mover and seconder.
Purcell.
Moved by Purcell. Seconder?
Mary Jaguar. French?
I'm sorry?
Mary French.
Second by French. All those in favor?
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Mark.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Councilor Ketchabah?
Yes.
Warden Minow?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, staff reports. Julie, are you doing the first one?
I'll ask that our Community Emergency Management Coordinator and Fire Training Officer deliver this report.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Worship. In 2009, in the middle of the H1N1, the swine flu pandemic, Council, by the motion, passed the pandemic plan. We have learned a lot since that, and there were a lot of assumptions made when that plan was written that is not reflective on this current pandemic. As such, staff are recommending to Council that this plan be repealed. And as we're currently under state of emergency, that we operate our county control group under the emergency management plan.
Thank you, Jeff. Questions for Jeff?
Mr. Warden, may I, can I add on to Jeff Smith's report?
Certainly.
Thank you. I would like to propose amended recommendation that the Council of the County of Elgin receives the report from the Community Emergency Management Coordinator and Chief Administrative Officer, and further, that the Council of the County of Elgin considers approving Bylaw 2016 being a bylaw to repeal and withdraw the Elgin County Pandemic Plan, dated and approved November 10, 2009. Thank you.
Okay, questions for either Jeff or Julie? Hearing none, mover and seconder for the report.
McPhail moves it.
I'm sorry?
McPhail will move it. Second by Martin.
Didn't catch it. Was that Purcell?
McPhail?
Oh, McPhail moved it.
Seconded by Mark.
Second by Mark. All those in favor?
Deputy Warden McPhail?
Yes.
Councilor Purcell?
Yes.
Councilor Martin?
Yes.
Councilor Mark?
Yes.
Councilor Jones?
Yes.
Councilor French?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes.
Councilor Ketchabah?
Yes.
Warden Minow?
Yes. Okay. Jim, are you doing the next one?
Yes, I am, Mr. Warden.
Okay, go ahead.
As I'm sure all of you are aware, the hardship that's being imposed by the virus on our community. It'll be affecting businesses, families that are all trying to make their tax payments, and there's a potential that they will have difficulty doing it on a timely basis. From the county's perspective, we do not collect taxes directly from residents, but we receive the payments from our municipal partners. Those payments are due on March the 31st, June the 30th, September 30th, and December 15th. as part of our fees and charges bylaw, there's a 15% per year penalty for late payments of the county levy. But given the circumstances, it would be prudent to provide relief to our municipal partners, as many of them have already rolled out or are considering relief for their local residents. So at this time, what's being proposed is a 30-day penalty release for the levy payment that is due on March the 31st. And this would be something we would then review in subsequent council meetings, as this is an ever-evolving situation. And so at the April 12th meeting, we could then take a look and determine if we need to extend that 30 days to a longer period.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Questions for Jim?
Not a question. This is Councilor Jones. Not a question, but a comment. I think this is appropriate given the circumstances. I know South Florida is given 30 days, and we'll probably consider 60 days in the coming weeks as well, depending on how taxes roll in over the next week or so. I would certainly support this and move it.
Okay, thank you, Grant.
Second for Michelle.
And I'm assuming that every council, if they want to cooperate with this, has to pass this prior to March 31st?
Well, different councils have actually different due dates. Some have already collected their first levy payment. So it will be up to each of the individual councils to make their own decisions as to what relief we are providing. But certainly we'll be setting a precedent here with the 30 days that will provide the municipalities some room and some comfort in making their own decisions.
Okay. And I would encourage all those members of county council to bring that back to their own councils and deal with it in a timely fashion. So we have a mover, moved by Jones, and a
second
for the recommendation.
Mr. Warden, with your consent, the
yes.
county solicitor wishes to provide remarks.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
Just a comment. There has been some discussion. There has been some discussion regarding a regulation that was enacted last Friday regarding extension of timelines within any statute or act or bylaw. The prevailing view right now, obviously there's no case law quite yet, but the prevailing view right now is that the collection of taxes is not a proceeding within the ordinary sense of the word. So there is no extension of timelines based upon the provincial regulation, but there is still discretion within the municipalities regarding collection and payment.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Any other questions for either Jim or Steve? Moved by Jones. Seconder?
Purcell.
Second by Purcell. All those in favor?
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabal.
Yes.
And Warden Minnell.
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, you're doing with the delegation bylaw, Julie?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Warden. For you, the members of council, the purpose of bylaw 2015 as presented is to allow council to delegate temporarily its authority and powers to make decisions by elected council to a body comprised of specific members of council and the chief administrative officer of the corporation. And it's subject to restrictions prescribed in the Municipal Act and provisions within the bylaw. So in the event that council and or its committee is unable to act due to the current COVID-19 outbreak, COVID-19 delegation bylaw 2015 will be critical to ensure continuity of service. The recommendations are before you, and the county solicitor and I would be happy to answer any of your questions.
Thank you, Julie. This is unprecedented time, so we have to take action wherever necessary. So, question for Julie.
Yes, Mr. Warden, it's Ketchabal here. Question
yes,
through you. Question through you to staff. Does the delegation to the particular body within as identified by members of county council, do they mimic procedural bylaws such that what I'm getting at, in the absence of the warden, the deputy warden is the chair. In the absence of the deputy warden, then a chair is selected by the remaining body of council. It doesn't mimic this in this particular. I'm just curious why that wasn't the route that you chose.
Go ahead, John.
I'll answer that, Steve Gibson. Essentially, it's not a committee. It's not council. It's not a committee of council. It's a decision-making body. If necessary, the delegated body has the authority to establish its own procedure. In terms of successors, the
bylaw reflects on who the alternates are. Insofar as the alternate for the warden, there is no alternate for the deputy warden. The warden is the most recent past warden. Deputy warden is the mayor of the Mississauga Central Albion. CAO is the county solicitor. It's on section 12.
Does that satisfy you, Ed? Ed?
I'm still a little confused, but that's okay. Why is the deputy warden the mayor of Municipality of Central Elgin? Is it not our director?
That's the alternate.
That's the alternate.
If you read where it says we're a member of delegates unable to participate,
all right,
in an exercise, then the office holder identifies the following the specified member. Each of the following items can participate in this specified member's place. So the specified member is the warden, deputy warden, CEO, and treasurer. And I can tell you that what I had in mind was the most recent consecutive length of time on county council. So that's how the determination was made. So the warden, deputy warden, and then the last two most recent, the longer serving members would be the alternate. Those two. And then the staff alternates are as indicated. So there are alternates for each one.
Okay, I obviously misread it.
I certainly hope we never have to get into that situation, Ed, but we have to make provisions in the event that does happen. We don't know what's going to be down the road in a month or so. Any other questions for either Steve or Julie?
If I can, just a couple of things for assistance. This only, although the bylaw is proposed to be enacted, it doesn't actually implement until there is the absence of a quorum, then it only is in effect until the next meeting, and it does automatically repeal upon the end of the declaration of emergency, whichever is the later of the two, the provincial one or the local declaration by the warden.
Thank you, Steve. Any other questions? Hearing none, could I have a mover and seconder for the recommendation?
Jaguar, I will move.
Move by
Martin,
Jaguar,
I will second. Sorry.
Second by Martin. Once again, all those in favor.
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Mark.
Yes.
Councillor Jones.
Yes.
Councillor French.
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar.
Yes.
Councillor Ketchbaugh.
Okay. Constantly.
Thank you. And yay, nay, or abstain.
Yay.
Warden Minnell.
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, anything else before we adopt the committee of the whole, Julie?
I would ask at this time that council consider an additional item for closed meeting to discuss, for closed session to discuss COVID-19 HR implications.
So we need a motion to add something to the agenda? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, please.
Moved by Purcell.
Moved by Purcell.
Second by Marks.
Second by Marks. All those in favor.
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell?
Yes.
Councillor Mark?
Yes.
Out of order. Councillor Martin?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor French?
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar?
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabah?
Yay.
And Warden Manel?
Yes.
Carried.
So, Julie, do we adopt the committee of the whole before we go into close or after?
We do adopt committee of the whole at this point.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
We need a motion to adopt committee of the whole.
Okay. Motion to adopt the committee of the whole.
Moved by Martin.
Moved by Martin. Seconder.
Marks.
Jones.
Seconded by Marks. All those in favor.
Deputy Warden McPhail?
Yes.
Councillor Purcell?
Yes.
Councillor Martin?
Yes.
Councillor Mark?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor French?
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar?
Yes.
Councillor Ketchbaugh?
Yes.
Warden Manel?
Yes.
Carry.
You want to do bylaws first, Julie?
That would be out of order. I think we have a motion to go into closed session.
Okay, then do the bylaws when we come out. All right. Motion to go into closed session.
Moved by Jaguar.
Moved by Jaguar. Seconder.
French.
Second by French. All those in favor.
Deputy Warden McPhail.
Yes.
Councillor Purcell.
Yes.
Councillor Martin.
Yes.
Councillor Marks?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor French?
Yes.
Councillor Jaguar?
Yes.
Councillor Ketchabah?
Yes.
And Warden Manel?
Yes.
Carried.
Is there anyone in the chambers that we need to wait before we go into close, Julie?
We just need two seconds to clear the chambers. Thank you.
Let me know when you're ready.